I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. It's ETFTrends.com. It's easy to find them on Twitter. They're at ETF Trends. You're going to find information that gives you a lot of insight into the ETF world, ranging from news and developments to what things are trending and what you might want to buy or sell. Like I said, ETFTrends.com, and beyond the firm's Twitter account, you can follow Tom on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the PIMCO Total Return Active ETF, ticker BOND.
Wow, it is the PIMCO Total Return Active ETF, ticker symbol BOND. You know, Tom, this is a fund that a lot of people wanted to gravitate away from after Bill Gross left PIMCO to join Janus. Why are you gravitating towards it now?
You know, I almost feel like we're on the e-network of the ETF business when we start talking about what's going on. And absolutely, one of the big news items of 2014 was that Bill Gross left PIMCO. And the big question was, what was going to happen to PIMCO and what was going to happen to management and the confidence? And PIMCO has seen some redemptions. However, let me just say, PIMCO is about 3 miles away from our office. I'm there fairly regularly. I know the folks. They have a management team that's been well in place for many, many years. And the managers on this fund, Mark Kiesel and Scott Mather, who I spent some time with last week, are actually doing what they've been doing all along, which is having a good, actively managed discipline with this ETF. Now, this is a spinoff of the historic big mutual fund, PIMCO Total Return Fund, which has had hundreds of billions of dollars in it for an extended period of time. This was really the baby of Bill Gross that he started decades ago. Yes, there's been money in and out, but a couple things. First of all, the bleeding has stopped, so that's good. Number two, the management team has been somewhat consistent and in place for many, many years. So although Bill had a hand in it for sure, there were other people that were very much involved. Number three, year to date, the mutual fund, the total return fund, and this active ETF, BOND, is actually in the 90 percentile as far as performance versus its peers. Now, I realize we're very early in the year, but it tells me a few things. First of all, as we look to 2015, active management and fixed income is going to have to be something that investors and advisors think about, because the Fed is going to act. We will see rising interest rates, and with that will become somewhat of a threat to the average fixed income portfolio. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to move 100% to active, but it may make sense to have some seasoned fixed income managers in your back pocket, and you can with an ETF like BOND.
This is a fund that has been a staple for a lot of folks, or they might have it in their active side of things. Because this is a fund that people can buy in a traditional sense, is there an advantage in your mind to owning the ETF over owning PIMCO Total Returned in traditional format?
Well, there is in a few ways. Number one, the expense ratio is a little lower, so that helps. The other thing is the inherent tax advantage of the creation redemption process that an ETF has to offer. And maybe we'll go through the explanation of that in another show, but there'd be very little capital gains distributions that you would see within this ETF. So that's a great advantage. But most importantly, if you look at treasuries alone And over 30 years, the declining yield that we've seen in treasuries, as we've seen declining rates, that whole thing's coming to an end. So what PIMCO has done is not only managed the rate risk here, but they're also looking outside of treasuries in areas like corporate bonds and high yield bonds and emerging market debt, where there may be some other small risks that can help enhance the overall yield, where you're not going to be stuck with the low yield of treasuries and also the risk that comes along with it. So maybe an ETF like this can buoy the risk of rising interest rates and also offer an enhanced yield. And I think we're going to hear more and more of the advantages of active management within fixed income as we go into 2015.
The one worry I might have on this fund is that people are saying that the trouble Bill Gross is going to have is that this interest rate environment that we're in is not the case where he traditionally functions best. Well, the same could be said for the guys who were taking over for him, because, of course, they worked with the great man himself. Do you worry at all about the timing on this one, or is this a 200-day moving average thing where you're okay because, hey, you're above average?
I don't worry about the timing because, yeah, it's great environment when you have a decline in interest rates, but those managers who are the best managers are surely tested during times of rising rates. But just because we have rising rates in the U.S. doesn't mean that you can't take advantage of other opportunities overseas. Or there are many times when high yield markets or even corporate bond markets have done well in a rising rate environment. Now, you might not think about those areas as a substitute for your treasury positions, but during set periods of time, it might make sense. So where do you allocate? I would say if you have long treasury positions, you might want to think about diversifying about 5% of your position over to BOND.
There you go. It's the ETF of the week. A really interesting pick. I think a lot of people stopped looking at PIMCO Total Return when Bill Gross left. Tom Lydon's message is you should start looking at PIMCO Total Return again now, because PIMCO Total Return Active ETF, ticker symbol BOND, that is the ETF of the week. All right, Tom, it's always great chatting with you. Look forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can get more information at ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends, and follow Tom as well. He's at Tom Lydon. But we've gotten the Thursday edition of Money Life off to a great start. There is much more to go. Remember, today's Money Life Market Call, very special with David Brown from Savory & Systems. But up next, it's the big interview. We're living the money life, and we'll get back to it in just a moment.